Welcome, everyone, to this episode of Active Radio KHII 88.9 FM Podcast. We really appreciate you joining us today. My name is John Hurt, and we're going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our community. By sharing knowledge through our conversations, we will try to impart some information you may need about what is happening in the Tularosa Basin and across southern New Mexico. So let's get to the interviews.
And good morning, Mike Dover with you with the Up, Up, and Awake Show. And joining me in the studio right now, we're going to start off with the ladies because I got to find out which one it is. Good morning, Brooklyn.
Good morning.
Hi, Brooklyn.
Hi.
And good morning, Noelia.
Hello.
How are you? Did I say your name right?
It's Noelia, but it's okay.
Noelia?
Noelia, yes.
Okay, very good. And then Mr. Enchilada, Hamburger Man, whatever, Victor Gonzalez.
Hey, good morning, Mike, and all your listeners. Good to have you. Good to see you guys.
Well, it's great to have you here with us today. Hey, before we get into the enchiladas, let's talk about enrollment. We got enrollment going on. Now's a good time to get enrolled at St. Francis Guarini Catholic School for the 2023-2024 school year.
Yes, sir, Mike. I've been hearing some promotions, which is great. You know, we've started our campaign. Believe it or not, we're a little over 9 weeks already away from concluding this school year, believe it or not. And in fact, we had a staff meeting yesterday, and we were talking about that. I completely spaced out the... We still have another. I thought we had one more awards assembly, but we actually have two because actually March 10th, next Friday, is the end of our third grading quarter.
Wow!
And so then that'll leave us with a quarter. Well, anyway, going back to enrollment, yes, sir. We have our open enrollment. We're looking to obviously for projections for next year. We're hoping all our current students and families are able to return, but of course we have an open enrollment for anyone. Mm-hmm. As you know, we are a small, we are known as the School of the Big Heart. We are a Christian Catholic school here in Alamogordo. We offer options in regards to schooling. We're a typical school just like anyone else.
Yeah.
Please understand, you know, Mike, I'm a product of public schools, and I'm a believer in all schools, no matter where they're at.
Sure.
I do know we want our families and kids to be in an environment where they are loved and safe, and I know that's a place here at St. Francis Community Catholic School. So we do have open enrollment. We are right now, like I said, we are offering, and as you know, Mike, in our community, you know, the economic situation has hit all us a little bit hard.
Sure,
right?
It has.
But what we're doing for an incentive at this time, students or families that want to enroll for the subsequent school year, which is coming up, we are offering them the current rate of tuition, what we have at this time. I do know after the June coming up, we're going to and these are actually the registration fees, and the registration fees are pretty constant. What I'm talking is the actual tuition fee that we have for our school.
Okay.
And yes, and what they need to do is they just need to go on our website and look at that. We are going to be offering our current 22-23 tuition rates right now up until May 27th. And after that, the Board of Trustees and myself, we had a tough decision. We're going to have to increase our fees, slight fee this coming next year.
Right.
I'm talking the tuition fees, not the registration fees.
And
so if you have any questions on that, please let us know. I also want to let our community know that as a school that we are tuition-based, we offer financial assistance to families. We are not a rich school by all means, and we sure this is not for the elite or what have you. This school is open to any family, child, pre-K through 8th grade. We do offer financial assistance for kindergarten through 8th grade. In fact, this past week, I did email our current families and provide them some information of how, if they need some financial assistance, there are programs and grants out there that we're part of, and we can assist them. We currently have three programs that we're able to assist families with assistance, and that includes, it's called ACE Scholarship. That is ACE New Mexico, that we're able to provide scholarship forms for them. It's actually financial assistance. We go through United Ministry that comes from our diocese, and then our school sets aside funds for financial assistance. So there's various ways that if families might have a struggling time to be able to pay for that tuition, there are opportunities that they can apply for that. So to sum it up, you bet enrollment for next year is open right now. These fees that you've been announcing, that's stagnant. Those aren't going to be increased. It's just our tuition after the May 27th deadline. But again, I encourage people to give us a call. Come by school. If you have any questions, let us know. The phone number is 575-437-7821. Of course, you can look at us at our website at www.stfccatholic.org, just as you've been announcing, including our enchilada dinner and all that stuff coming up. So, I go on and on and on, Mike.
So there we go. Well, I tell you what. Good intro and stuff. And Noelle, let's talk some enchiladas. You're the chief cook, right?
I guess.
Oh, you are, huh? Probably not. But the enchilada dinner, I got to tell you, that's a big thing. And I've seen you kids out there just working so hard at that thing. You love the enchilada dinner?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, it's good food too, isn't it?
Yeah,
it really is. Yeah, no doubt about it. What are some of the things you do, Noelle, at the enchilada dinner?
Well, I usually help out, serve the food to the people or call out their names.
There you go. You got a big booming voice.
Yeah.
Hey, Darler, come get your chalas.
Yeah.
There you go. That's what you got to do. I've been known to be in their broadcasting and help announce those names for them. Yeah. You know, so because you got to have a big voice like me. So, and Brooklyn.
Yes.
The second chief cook. What do you do at the enchilada dinner?
I also call out names.
Oh, there you go. Okay. I've with you there, I might not have to work so hard.
Correct. What else do you do, Brooke? Tell them.
Last year I helped in the kitchen with my mom.
Great.
Who's your mom?
June Harris.
She's one of the real cooks there, right?
Helps, yes.
Okay. She's not the chief cook.
No.
I know who that chief cook is. She kind of looks at me sometimes when I walk in that kitchen.
Oh, we know our chief cook. We'll mention her in a few minutes.
Yeah, we'll mention her in a few minutes and stuff. Yes, so, okay, so, Noelle.
Yes?
What are people going to get for their $12?
Three red cheese enchiladas, with beans, rice, salad, or an egg, which is optional.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You got to have the egg.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's really good.
You got any cake or stuff like that this year?
I don't know.
Well, because, I can help answer that, Mike. I do know in the past, we're advertising that it's carry out only. Yeah. I know there's going to be a few tables that are going to set up because for the waiting area. Mm-hmm. And some, especially our elderly might sit and maybe have their lunch or dinner there. But this year, because, again, we're just a lot of safety protocols. We don't want to make it safe. We're not going to really have any desserts. I know we'll probably set up some coffee and drinks for a lot of workers, but we're sure not going to turn down anybody that wants some drinks there. But as far as desserts this time, no, because I know at the years past, our preschoolers would cook or bake stuff, and we'd have them there as donations and stuff. And and this year, we're just seeing how this year's going to go as well. We're looking forward to it. But as far as those desserts, the best dessert you're going to have, I guess, is those red chili. If you want to put some sugar in it, which I'm not too good on. Keep the salt and let the Montoyas and Enrique's family take care of that.
There you go. Brooklyn, what are you going to do next year to make sure we got some desserts? I only come for the cake.
I don't think so, Mike.
I'm just trying to convince Mr. G on getting cake.
There you go. Yeah, Mr. G. That's what they call you, Mr. G. Huh?
Yes, I'm known as Mr. G around the town.
Mr. G. How correct. About that? Yeah. Yeah, I got a lot of things for them. Anyway, so
yes, sir.
Well, Victor, okay, so we're gonna go with carry out
correct
again this year.
Correct, yes, sir. Carry out. And again, there's that delivery, and I know the girls are going to be doing an announcement while we do have delivery. Let me see the time, girls. The delivery fee is from 11 to 2 o'clock. There's gonna be delivery at that time. Of course, the dinner is open or lunch is open from 11 to 8 o'clock. So, that time is such a rush hour, Mike. It just really is. It's just been a wonderful tradition. So, you were mentioning the main cook. The head honcho or head honcha is, Elsa Montoya.
Elsa.
I knew you'd remember. Of course, this actually started with her folks, Millie and Nacho Enriquez, who are still very, you know, they're elderly, but they're very blessed community members in, mm-hmm. in Otero County. And they're actually the ones who started it, again, over 23 years ago.
Yeah.
Because Elsa's kids had gone to school there. And I'm not too sure if Elsa did. Maybe she did. In fact, I delivered 100 pounds of red chili to Million and Nacho a couple of weeks ago. And 120 pounds of beans to them. So what have they been doing? They've been cleaning the chili and they're getting the beans ready.
Yeah.
And so that's already been in the making already a couple of weeks. And again, when Elsa gets there, who takes charge of this wonderful red enchilada, big red machine, mm-hmm. it just seems to roll. So you bet it's going to be, again, carry out. We have orders that can be delivered. I know we have some community members out there, families that are sending orders to businesses. We just need to have those orders back by the Tuesday prior to the event, which would be the 14th of March. Mm-hmm. And with the morning orders, and we'll make sure, you know, and again, Elsa has a process, her and another wonderful assistant that I've known her when I started at St. Francis is Rhonda Baldonado. I'm not too sure if you know Rhonda. She's also very instrumental in helping with the organization of the deliveries. So it's going to be carry out so people can purchase their tickets, but you're going to have a place to sit there and wait, you know.
Right.
And I know some people might want to sit there and eat. We're not going to deny them that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there'll be a few tables set up, but mostly it's going to be carry out for the most part, okay?
Well, I guarantee you, with me broadcasting live, I'm not going to grab my enchiladas and run out and sit in my car. I'm going to eat them in there.
That's correct.
So I can tell people how good they are.
Yes, sir. You and Bob and your wife, that'd be great. Yes, sir.
So, and it is a great event. It's one, I tell you what, since the first one of these that I went to, I've been looking forward to this since the last one.
Yeah, the time I've come on the radio station, you're always asking me about that, Mike. Yeah. When we were in the parade for the, remember the, was it the veterans?
The veterans.
Yeah.
Bob and Mike were out there, girls.
Yeah.
And first thing they asked about the enchilada, it was Mike. I said, oh, that's coming up in a couple of months. So you bet. It's a, like I said, it's a tradition in the county. And I know the girls, I like them to talk about some of the programs. Like, they're not really, I don't expect them to know where all the funds go, but they can explain like some of the stuff that we've had at our school. What have we added there because of fundraising such as this? Let me give you an example, like the turf. You talk about that playground. Talk to Mike and the community about that. What have we added?
Yeah, what's going on?
What have you seen that's different, Olivia, since you've been there?
Well, we finally like got like grass, which is really nice because last time we had like it was all dirt, so that was no fun. And now we have more like softer wood chips like near the swings, so it's like softer, so that's nice. And that's all I know.
What can you think of, Brooklyn?
The canopies.
Oh,
that
yes,
we got. Those are always nice. For the shade,
You mean you kids gotta have shade for recess?
Yes, it's hot.
Wow. When I grew up, we didn't have shade for recess. We played baseball on blacktop.
Oh, my goodness.
You talk about hurting when you slide. But so you got some canopies over your playgrounds now.
Yes.
Got some soft material underneath and stuff. So that's awesome. So really getting the school updated some, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I would also like to add, not only through fundraisers like that, through grants and opportunities, like we recently were awarded by, you've heard of the 100 Women Who Care of Alamogordo, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Like, again, what a blessed group of ladies who do so much for our community. We were recently selected at their last quarter meeting, well, actually prior quarter meeting, to receive some funds. We now have a PA system. Yeah. In our school for safety and a bell, which we never had. Again, you know, the school's over 60 years old, Mike, and again, I'm not going to throw any politics in here, but you know, our school receives zero public dollars. You know,
right?
It's a political thing that, you know, I'm not going to get into.
It's a good thing the way that your school is funded. Let me put it that way.
I do know, I know other states that, you know, where you have school choice and opportunities for tax credit. One day I hope before God decides me to leave this planet that's an opportunity here in New Mexico, but it's a school choice. Again, I'm not at all bashing public schools. I worked for public schools for over 26 years. I love them. My grandkids go to public schools. Love it. You know, I just want, there's opportunities for other people are looking for options, you know. And of course, you know, part of your radio station, what's unique about our school is also our Christian values that we have. That,
yeah. Right.
I think we all know God exists and God lives, and yes. God is a testament about these girls, you know. And so that helps us out a lot. So that PA system, a bell that was put in, the turf that Noelia mentioned, Brooklyn was awesome, one of those canopies. Those type of things are things that we need to keep up
with, absolutely.
With you know, our yeah. you know, with all regulations or what have you.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Noelia, yes? let's talk about you get to school. What's some of the first things you do? What's your classes in the morning when you go to school?
Well, for our classes, we usually like get ready, like package like stuff, like, and the first class we have is
ELA,
yeah.
Is what?
ELA, English.
Like, okay.
Yeah.
English language arts, or so reading, correct?
Yeah.
Yes. And
what do you have second after that? Because you know that middle school, Noelia and Brooklyn, they are the middle schoolers. We have a middle school program. They have a couple of teachers in there that they share, right? It's Mrs. Yes, Mitchell yes. and Mrs. Morales, yes. right? Yeah. So tell them a little bit of how that works, Brooklyn.
So we have Mrs. Morales for math and science. So after we get done with our classes in homeroom, then we go to her class Great. And do our classes in their in her room.
And for Miss Mitchell, what do you guys do in Miss Mitchell's?
ELA, English, and history.
Yes.
Correct. And all the other subject areas.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Tell Mike about some of the extracurricular activities, the specials that we have. You know, tell him about, you know, those specials we have. You know what I'm talking mm-hmm. about, right? Tell him what you get to offer, just like public schools do. What do we have?
We have art, Spanish, PE, and health.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So math. You two good in math?
No.
No.
Okay.
Well, I don't know if Ms. Morales is listening, but she makes sure they're doing well in math.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They, you know, because we all have our strengths, you know, our good things and bad things, yeah. or things we got to work on. But they're very fortunate to have Mrs. Carmen Morales, who's yeah. just an exceptional mm-hmm. math teacher who keeps them up. In fact, Brooke, do you sometimes stay after school with Ms.
Yes.
Morales? She tutors them after school
to oh.
get them caught up mm-hmm. if they are what they need. Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Well, you take this problem to your math teacher. And tell them that if a train leaves Chicago going west at 75 miles per hour, and a train leaves Alamogordo going east at 75 miles an hour, the answer is cake. Okay?
Crash. They're coming to light. Right?
It's cake. I just want to emphasize cake. So, but... on social media, you see a lot of these stupid questions. That's always my answer. Cake.
So. Yeah. Well, was math your favorite subject too, Mike? I'm not too sure about
that. Yeah, well, actually, it was. It was pretty good, you know. And, yes. You know, believe it or not, in this job, two classes very, very important in the job that I do, math and reading.
No, not to.
You know, so, and then history, very important. So,
right, right.
You know, but math, yeah, you I use math a lot down here. It's surprising, especially now that I've found out that there's an app that I can calculate time with a lot easier than trying to calculate time with a pencil.
Correct.
So, but gotcha. Yeah, but things like that. So I got to ask you too, what do you like best about St. Francis Cabrini Catholic School? Let's start with you, Noelle.
The people. Everyone's really nice and friendly, and it makes me happy seeing everyone smiling, playing with each other. It's just nice.
Yeah, awesome. And Brooklyn?
Everyone gets along, like the big kids and the smaller kids. They always play with each other, which is nice. You don't really have that in public school.
Yeah.
It's just nice to have.
And so the big kids not only play with the little ones, they also kind of watch out for them too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
They're mentors. They're mentors for us. Yeah. They really are. You know, there's times that we do obviously integrate with the smaller classes because, you know, based on our population. So these young adults, you know, Brooklyn and Noelia, who are eighth graders, I've been fortunate to know them for at least 4 or 5 years now, Brooklyn, and they they've gone through the elementary and now to the middle school,
mm-hmm.
and they've been just such assets to our school and just really ambassadors for, you know, what we believe is Christianity in Christ.
Yeah.
And they're living testimonies. You know, they're wonderful young ladies. Now, we also, you know, the girls are also mentioning, Mike, I want everybody to also know that kids are kids.
Okay? Yeah.
No matter where they're at.
Yeah.
Human beings are human beings. We mm-hmm. are not divine. We are human. Right. We all make mistakes.
Yeah.
Do our kids make mistakes? Of course they do. Mm-hmm. Does Mr. G make mistakes? Sure I do. But I think what helps us all out is that we always have time to reflect and have that interaction, like the girls were saying, helping each other. And if somebody's having a bad day, we can bring them up. We mm-hmm. can pull them aside or talk to them and let them know, you know, what's been going on with them. Is there something we can help them with? And, of course, nothing works better than prayer.
Oh, absolutely. You know, prayer, you know, absolutely. You
pray to God, and God intervenes for so many things. And, you know, when the pandemic hit, you know, when all the schools were shut down, most of us, and, you know, when we came back, these girls, all of us were affected with that.
Sure.
But we sure relied on God for everything, and He came through as always, and He will for us. And,
absolutely.
And no matter where they're at, again, so anything. No, I just wanted to interject on that as well.
So, well, when you mentioned, you know, even Mr. G makes a mistake, there must have been a whopper, because you two started laughing.
What mistake? Yeah, what was the mistake that which one, I should say? I don't know
We won't even go there.
Yeah, we won't go there. Let's
remind everybody, coming up March 17th, St. Francis Cabrini Catholic School, the school with the big heart, their 23rd enchilada dinner, $12 a plate, 3 red cheese enchiladas, beans, rice, salad, egg optional. You know, look, just let's be honest about this. Egg is mandatory.
Yeah.
No.
Sure, yeah.
No, you're not an egg. Obviously, no. Brooke, you'll take your enchiladas without egg, I guess. Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Just put some extra red sauce on it, maybe.
Mm-hmm. We're definitely going to be teaching you something new. But carry out only for lunch and dinner. Lunch delivery 11 to 2, and then 11 to until 8 o'clock for everything else. Minimum 5 orders per delivery, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. That's,
you know, we you also, I do know we have some elderly people on the community, which, you know, if they give us a call and they can't make it to the hall to get it, mm-hmm. they just got to get hold of our office, and they'll get hold of Victor, and we'll get somebody to deliver it out there for them. It might not be 5. I know every year there's always a few people out there, and that they've loved the enchiladas, and they just can't get out there. You know, maybe maybe again, not too sure it's the weather. They're just elderly, and they don't have somebody to drive mm-hmm. them. We'll take it to them. We're just, that's the loving community we have here in Alamogordo. So yes, sir.
All right, that sounds good. So get those tickets. That's St. Francis Cabrini Catholic School at 1000 East 8th Street. Call 575-437-7821 or email office at stfccatholic.org. Victor, as always, thank you.
Thank you, Mike and Bob, and everybody here at the Sossum Radio Station. I appreciate you inviting us, welcoming us always with open arms.
You betcha. Noelle, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You betcha. And Brooklyn? Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right. You know, I've got a granddaughter named Brooklyn.
Oh. How old is she, Mike?
She's a freshman.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Does she live here in town?
No, they're up in Kansas.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm down here. Oh. I got to get out of here and get back to Kansas. Yeah. I've got 6 grandkids back there.
You do a lot of FaceTiming with them?
A lot of phone calls and stuff.
Good. Well, yeah.
And the one, Brooklyn, the first thing she says when I call her, "When you moving back, Papa?"
Oh,
I mean, I said, "Who asked you to say that?" My dad. We went back to visit one time. We pulled up with our car.
Uh-huh.
My son-in-law is standing there, and he goes, "That's not a moving truck."
You're busy. I know it's very tough. It's hard when you go away from grandkids. But again, thank you again so much, Mike.
You betcha.
We are Active Radio, 88.9 FM, KHII Cloudcroft, 100.5 FM Alamogordo, and 102.3 KEDU Ruidoso.